Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. I am so grateful that you've decided to listen to this show, and I hope that it becomes a part of your daily routine every morning while you're working out, stretching, whatever, taking that really long glass of water, which I can never seem to do. I'm very terrible at drinking water. But as you're doing that, I pray this becomes part of your habit. Today, we are reading from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, verse 9, in the New American Standard Bible. It says this: Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we live in a world of warfare. We live in a world of conflict. We live in a world of argumentation and wanting to be right at all costs. We live in a world that demonizes people with different positions. We live in a world of strife of tongues. We live in a world of broken people because we break each other with our words. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us today to become a peacemaker, one who loves your shalom. And your shalom, that beautiful word shalom, is not just about like peace from war. It's about living life with the peace of God, to live life with wholeness and integrity and the power to do what is right, the power to love. All of that is wrapped up in this beautiful word, shalom, that things are set right. And so, Lord, I pray we would live as shalom makers, people who long to see things made right, which means, Lord, that we call out evil when we see it, which is hard to do. But I pray for holy guts today for my listeners to call out what is wrong, come what may. And Lord, I know that you will supply the strength they need and the words they need to say to be able to confront the darkness that is out there. And Lord, help us to remember too that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but it is against the principalities, the prince of the power of the air, of Satan and his minions and his plan for this earth, which is to steal, to kill, and destroy. But so many times we look at people that way. We see them as the enemy, but you have reminded us throughout the scriptures that our real enemy is not other people. Our real enemy is the enemy of our souls. And so, Lord, help us to wage war and spiritual warfare against our actual enemy, and to love those who persecute us, to love those who are broken, to love those who are not peacemakers. Give us wisdom and eyes to see behind the facade of anger, because so many times people who are not peacemakers, who are the opposite of that, are in turmoil themselves, and they are broken themselves. So help us to peel away the veneer of satisfaction, of smugness, of whatever it might be that's there, and to see the hurting person underneath. And when we take that time to really listen to people instead of attack them, we will begin to understand their hearts, and we will begin to be agents of peace in this world. Because Lord, everybody has opinions. Everybody wants to be right. Everybody wants to prevail in their arguments. We definitely live in a society that has that as a high value. But I would also argue, Jesus, that everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to be understood. Everybody wants to be loved. And so, Lord, help us, instead of worrying about whether other people are loving us or other people are dignifying us or other people are listening to us, which is great when it happens, but instead of that, help us instead to be people who listen. Help us instead to really try to seek the heart of those who are hurting today and lashing out. Lord, thank you that you call us your children, and that when we are in the active part of making peace between relationships, we are called your children, because we represent you well when we bring peace. And Lord, I pray for the person today who has an unpeaceful relationship, where there's been terrible words spoken, brokenness, yelling maybe, lies spoken, bad assumptions, like the other person has assumed negative things about us and we can't do anything about it. Lord, help us to frame it in our minds. Help us to let go of the hurt, to to forgive and to let go of bitterness. And if it be your will, and I know that not all the times this can happen, because the Romans says, Romans 12, it says, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. It can't always happen. But if it is, if there is something we can do, show us today how we can be a peacemaker in a relationship. And maybe that just means us saying we're sorry. And boy, that's hard. And boy, that's humbling. And boy, that makes me feel small when I do. But I also inevitably have such amazing peace when I just say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Will you forgive me? So Lord, give us the power today to say, I am sorry, I was wrong. Will you forgive me? That's 10 words of reconciliation. Jesus, I pray all this in since you are the Prince of Peace, in the name of the Prince of Peace, amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you are encountering a lack of peace, just go to the Prince of Peace. He will supply it. He will bring it. He loves you. He loves you. He so much loves you. Rest in that today.